speak to in regards to that. So he's going to be joining us momentarily. One sec.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director in your area. How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
All right. It's good. It's good to hear. And I'm speaking with Tim. Is that right?
Yep.
Pleasure to meet you, Tim. I guess you could say happy Friday Eve. Pretty close to the weekend now.
I got to work it again. I'm working straight through.
Oh, get out of here. Really? Oh, man. Well, I'm a new father now, so I guess there's no break either, you know?
No, there's no break in that department either.
Oh, no. All right, then. Well, don't worry. I want to make sure, I make this brief with you, make sure I answer any following questions you have, concerns, all of that for you. Just to make sure I have things correct at my end, though, you're looking to target just the commercial work within the surrounding areas. Is that pretty accurate?
We do quite a bit of commercial work. I know all the GCs, so it's pretty much we've been working together for years now. So
okay.
The commercial side, I'm not too worried. It's the residential side is the part that we have issues because of the fact that I can't just drop a commercial project to go take care of a residential job. I squeeze it in between, and I let them know up front that my commercial work takes precedence. And then
sure.
I can get you in, like, maybe a week out, maybe 6 weeks out, depending on the project that we're on.
Got it. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're letting me know this because we're very flexible when it comes to your target market and your areas. Okay. So, for example, if you need to switch it up, you're like, hey, you know what? I don't have enough even time of day to do residential. Just stick with the commercial. By all means, we could do that. If you want to switch it up and say, I want to do both, we can do that. Everything is all inclusive, what I'm about to go over with you today. Okay, now, when it comes to your target areas, we're very flexible with that as well. I mean, you can narrow things down to specific counties, zip codes, cities, I mean, you name it. So all the calls, Tim, go directly to you. Nobody ever touches any of your customers whatsoever. So however you like to be contacted, just let us know. That way we can put it out there for them to do so. Now, Tim, before I dive into pricing for you, did you have any questions for me regarding on the program itself or how it works in general?
Yeah, how it works. That should be a good one right there.
Okay. Sure thing. Yes, sir. All right. So we're a premier Google channel partner. All right. There's different tiers of partnerships that Google has throughout the U.S., and we're the highest tier of that partnership that they trust to handle their SEO for businesses like yours, right? They don't reach out directly. So the way this works is, let's say a customer is within a 50-mile radius or however the radius you would like to put on there. I see about an hour drive, so I would say no more than 50 miles, right?
Yeah, usually we're a little over that, but
okay.
Like I said, we do a lot of work in Northern Virginia, D.C.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Probably, yeah, we do quite a bit of work. We do a lot of office complexes, a lot of huge buildings and stuff like that we do over there.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm glad to know. So with that being said, then I'm pretty straightforward and I don't sugarcoat nothing, sir, so hope you don't mind, but I just drew from the hip there.
No.
We have two packages that are available for you then, okay? One goes 50-mile radius, the other one goes 100-mile radius, okay? Now, both of these packages, you're going to love this because actually Charles put in a 50% discounted rate for you. So it's month-to-month no contracts. And you don't pay per lead, you don't pay per call, job click, nothing like that. It's a flat rate. So you always know what you're paying at the end of the month, okay? Now, the way it works is customers, they don't have to know your business name. As long as they type in or even say on Voice Alexa any of the keywords or phrases of the services that you provide, then your business will be top recommended on the first page of Google along with 60 other directories on top of that. So just naming a few here, like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, right? Yellow Pages even. So quite a few, but you get 60 of those. Now, of course, we don't want you taking our word for everything. We want to make sure you have the keys to the car here. So you'll be able to have a fully customizable tracking system. That way you can see where the customers are calling from live. Okay. You can even see the keywords that are working to find your company and what's not working. That way, by keeping track of your analytics, you could change out those keywords at any given moment. Or if you're too busy, like most business owners I speak to, Tim, then we have an account management team that's open Monday through Friday to help you out to do those things for you, make those modifications for you as well. Okay. So based off of the 50, now, let me ask you this. I think I get a better perception of what would be best for you as well, too, is are you doing any type of social media for your company right now, like Facebook, Instagram, or anything like that?
A little bit on Instagram and Facebook.
A little bit of that. Okay. How are you doing with that? Is it getting good results? Do you feel like it's just there just because you need it there, or are you like to jump on that one heavily?
I haven't been on too heavily because I've been just overwhelmed right now with work, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I mean, we picked up a contract with the base, so we're pretty well tied up on both Pax River and Indian Head right now. And if we land the other contract, we're going to be there for the next 2.5 years. Just refurbishing a whole bunch of buildings. So I'm going to have to probably branch out and hire another crew just to take care of the other stuff because there's no way we'll be able to pull the guys off that job.
Gotcha. Yeah, you're going to need to hire some more people on there as well. I mean, I do see you have a Google Business profile already. That's excellent. You know, it's just a matter of customers finding you and even business owners finding you. If you're looking for more employees, I like to look at this helps with that as well, too. You know, if they're looking into saying, all right, they type in those keywords, better believe your business will pop up, you know, especially if they're looking for an employer such as yourself. So it helps in many different directions. And it's not just saying, oh, let's get more clients, right? It's also for the referrals, you know. Who doesn't use Google, right? I don't remember the last time I didn't. So if someone say, hey, John, give Tim a call, best guy to call right now, and I'm like, all right, let me look him up. First place I'm going to look is Google. So that's what we do. We make sure it's confident and strong behind that. So for the 50-mile marker, that package runs at $249 month to month. Okay. Now, there's no cancellation fees. There's no setup fees or anything like that on top of that, no hidden agendas. Now, with that package, it goes only 50-mile radius, but it also does target marketing ads for Facebook. Okay, so if a customer doesn't give you a call after looking you up or looking up any of your services, and they go on their Facebook after that, your ads begin to appear on their feed with a click to call you directly from there. Okay, so that's the first package I want to make sure you're aware of. The one I think is more important for you, I would say, just because you want to get that mile radius, then the other package goes 100-mile radius, okay? And with that one, it's at $449 month to month. Now, the kicker behind that one, it doesn't include Facebook ads, but it actually includes Google ads. So how that works is 300 of those dollars. It's not additional. I know a lot of companies do it differently. But 300 of those dollars are going to go to your ad clicks and ad spend on Google ads. So you'll be conquering 2/3 of the Google page when your customer or a business is looking up any of those keywords as well. Okay. Just kind of putting everything in a nutshell here for you, Tim. But based off of pricing and, you know, everything we spoke about so far, which one do you feel is more of value to you?
Well, that's just it. There's not a whole lot of large businesses down this neck of the woods. I mean, there is, but they're all defense contractors.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, yeah, down here, like I said, your two biggest industries down in the southern part of Maryland is going to be your base, the Navy base.
Yeah.
I've already in with like three different GCs on the base. So every time there's a glitch, they need something with an epoxy project or a polish project, they always call me, or something needs to be fixed, they call me. So like I said, we just landed a couple of different ones, a couple of different epoxy jobs, both on Pax River as well as Indian Head. So I know we're going to be tied up there for a while.
Okay. Well, I don't want you to get the wrong idea also that you pay money or the more you pay, you know, then you get your top spot. It's not like that. If anyone tells you that, they're lying out of their teeth. That's not how Google works. You know, it does take time. Now, the great news is that you already have your business profile up, so that shaves off about a week. But normally with customers that we don't have, that don't have any web presence whatsoever, for the Google ads, for the $449 package, we get you up there on the first 7 to 14 days as being first on first page there and consistently staying from there. And that's how fast we move with that. Now, does that mean you're going to be bombarded with calls right off the bat? I don't think so. I mean, I have seen it happen, but at the same time, I don't want to make false promises to you. Okay. It just depends on your area and what your target is. Okay. Now, when it comes to the other package at the $249 month to month, that comes with the Facebook ads. Now, that one takes about 30 to 45 days to go ahead and get up on that first page of Google with that one. I have seen it done faster. It's just, again, depends on the area on there. But it's all not about how much we're spending. It's about what is most important to you. I honestly, from what I'm hearing so far, it's the mileage, right? The radius. And that's why I would say the full 49 is best bet for you. But choice is yours on that. So.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just checking a few things here.
Sure thing. Yeah. If you're looking at credentials as well, please ask Google right there. You know, Local Splash, we're founded in Fountain Valley, California. We have over 11,000 companies we're currently working with throughout the U.S. Very satisfied with their results. Actually, 4.9 star rating out of 5 for that. Now, we've been around for over 18 years being a Google Premier partner. I believe Google should have our net spend on there, our certifications, all of it. So definitely well known.
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
No, I'm just looking at something here while I had the opportunity.
Okay.
Hang on one. Come on, damn it. All right, there it was. Huh. All right. So you're looking to, so what would you need? What would be the process if I decided to go with something like this?
So very first thing is, I mean, yes, I see your Google Business profile and I have information here, but I like to hear from the horse's mouth because I'm going to say 90% of the time, I mean, it's different for every agent, but 90% of the time that I talk to business owners that have a Google Business profile, I find something that's a little off. So I want to make sure that is on point, that we are not missing any opportunities from whichever direction you go on that. Okay. So we'll go over that. I've literally timed myself getting things started. It takes no longer than 12 minutes to get everything up and running. Now, my promise to you, Tim, today is if you do decide to join the family, we close out the area within that 100-mile radius and say, listen, we don't work with any competitors. We don't rotate, nothing of that nature. That way it brings you max results. Okay. And I stay on the phone with you after payment to make sure if you have any questions, concerns, because I want to make sure that you see for yourself through email and through text of your initial invoice of everything that's discussed. That way you can see it for live.
Gotcha. No, I'm actually using Google just to pull up different things there, keywords.
Yeah.
See if my stuff pops up. That's what I'm looking for.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you are. And make sure you go into, I don't know if you're aware of this, but incognito mode is how you're going to get the actual results. I can follow you along as well. We're in here. So if I would do epoxy, right? That'd probably be the, is that like a main profit that you make up through services you provide?
That's one of them. We do a lot of polished concrete. We do a lot of epoxy concrete, and we do quite a bit of concrete countertops as well. So we're all over the board when it comes to doing.
Okay, perfect. Well, those are the keywords that we'll go over with you, right? I want to make sure our technician team and our account management team is on point with everything. So what I'll do is I'll set up a technician call the following day, let's say tomorrow, earlier tomorrow if you want. That way, they're on the same page. They go over all those keywords as much as possible. Again, they'll even show you how to keep track of your analytics through, we call it the dashboard. That way you see for yourself everything that we're doing. You see for yourself where the customers, the analytics behind everything. That way you can make adjustments to that if you need to. Because you can change out those keywords. You get 100 keywords and phrases, so that's more than enough if you ask me. But yes, I just wanted to see if I typed in epoxy flooring nearby and see if where your company is at as well too. But if I put in this way here, let's see. Because in your area, you're set. Like you're right up the, I'm gonna say like fourth one down. Okay, in your area. Now I know you mentioned you want to go pretty far out. So what's an area that you feel that you would like to really hit hard?
I mean, right now I've got trying to figure out here about that. Hold on. This keeps pulling me up. I'm seeing everybody that's in the D.C. area. We do, like I said, we do a lot of work in Washington. Most of
right.
the concrete and stuff like that. And I'm not seeing me anywhere on that one, so.
Ah. Okay. So, yeah, so the further you go out, obviously it's going to be more difficult, right? That's where
right.
this comes into play. Yeah. We don't want to just get in a local area. We want to make sure this package is meant to go a little further out, right? And the more you have, the better, right? And that just brings ultimately more referrals from that point, too.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
and let me ask you this, sir. I noticed you have a website as well. All right. Did you build this yourself? Did you pay somebody to do this? Talk to me about that.
I'm trying to think who did it. I can't remember. It was another outfit. I guess it was Main Street Host did it. And then when I left them and went to BizIQ, I think they took over or were taking over to take care of some stuff. Let me see if I can find it. I haven't been on my website yet. 1 minute.
I mean, I love that you have pictures here. Looks professional, but at the same time, yeah, I got let's go to here, reviews here. I think some testimonials can use some little help on here. Again, I'm honest, man. I'm sorry, but yeah, at least you have that. A lot of companies don't even put that, and that's a big factor, if you ask me. You know, so the more they see the other customers, what you've done to help them, especially being in business for so long, I think they deserve to see that, right? So that's one thing. It will help. Yes, sir. But as far as...
Yeah,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, with the... I'm waiting on... I've got like two different things going on here with the countertop. I mean, with the... When we switched over to BizIQ and we switched over to... There was another outfit for funneling it. More and more business to the... Something there, and that one, like I said, that's still the process because it's only been a week and a half, 2 weeks since we turned over everything onto them.
Okay.
It's still in the process of getting things organized, all that good stuff.
No worries. Well, here's the thing. I bring this up because websites can be really hefty on the wallet. It really can. And they're time consuming if not, you know, if you're doing it on your own there. The reason I bring this up is because you're actually part of the legacy credit on there, Tim, for being in business for so long. So if you do decide that you needed a website and you own your URL, that domain name, then we're able to build a brand new website for you included in your package at no additional cost. And we get websites done for customers that don't have any website up at all. We get it done in the first 7 to 14 days on average. So I've seen it done super fast, but just depends on how much content you like to edit and things like that as well, too. So it's there for you if you need it. Just want to make sure I put that out there for you.
Yeah, this is, I guess BizIQ changed it up a little bit because it is different than what it used to be.
Yeah, okay. Well, the next part is this, though. I mean, you got the best website in the world, right? But what good is it if no one's finding it? Right. At the end of the game, at the end of the day, you need to make sure that people are finding this website to see your work to give you a call, right? So that's what it's there for. So that's what we do is we make sure that if you have somebody already working your website, great, perfectly fine. We'll make sure to bring that traffic to that website so that way you can get some more bites off of that.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I probably need to call them and figure out what they've done here because I've been busy, so I haven't had a chance to keep up with what's going on.
Okay.
But like I said, we just started with them probably maybe 2 weeks ago, maybe 2.5-3 weeks ago at the most.
Okay. So spirit friendly.
They were trying to get things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Are they just doing website for you? Or are they doing SEO as well for keywords in your area?
The whole pack. Yeah, I've got – matter of fact, I was just on. He just emailed me with what the hell is this? Monthly marketing report and everything else just came in.
Oh, okay.
According to Google Analytics, your website's been hit 414 page views in the last month.
Okay.
267 visitors, 267 visitor sessions.
So okay, that mind boggles me right now. If you put this two and two together, correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, we're looking at the website, everything's going well. Those numbers don't sound bad. Don't ask if you're asking me, but I feel like there's so much more missing because, you know, looking online here, you're not showing a lot of areas that you potentially really want to be shown. And that's a lot of missed opportunities. Like, I'm looking at these other areas right now, the surrounding, and you're not showing. So I kind of wonder, you know, how far we can really bring this to if you're really looking to spread your wings here and generate a lot more production.
Yeah, I told him, I said, you know, when I was setting everything up, I said most of our work's in the D.C. area, D.C., Northern Virginia, as far as
right. Commercial
work. Residential, I'd be very choosy on leery of areas that I would pick. I would probably choose something like Calvert County, St. Mary's County, Charles County. I would probably stay the hell out of a couple of the other ones because I know it would not be competitive there at all. I would
have to go
to the more, for the line of type of work we do, I would have to go to more of the higher end type counties.
I feel that. Okay. Yeah, that
areas
makes sense.
That, like Montgomery and further on up into certain areas there, and including like Potomac and things of that nature. Because I know that Prince George County and parts of Van Arundel and stuff like that, I'm not going to be able to be competitive. As far as the cost of the materials and stuff like that, everybody over there is wanting something for nothing, and there's no way I'm going to be able to.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing. Yep. And you already know where and what lingo to use, where the, you know, the best profit is going to be for you, what customers will be looking for. Like, we can exclude some of those areas for you so that way you're not getting those calls and having your time wasted. Time is money.
That's right.
Period, right? So that's something we can help out with as well, too. So it's not just saying, oh, yeah, let's get 100 miles and just shoot in the dark with no 100 miles. No, we want to make sure we narrow it down to specifics. And that's something I go over with you as well, too, saying, hey, listen, Tim, that's one of the questions. How far off is there specific counties, specific zip codes, cities? And if you don't know off the top of the bat, then tomorrow when you speak with our technician team, then they go ahead and say the same thing. They say, all right, is there specific areas that you'd like us to really focus on, or is there areas you would like to exclude? That way we are all on the same page with you. Communication is the key to the game here. It really is. So.
All right. Yeah, I'm trying to figure this out. So it sounds to me like y'all do the same thing that BizIQ does. I had to get them to take and give me my crap. Hang on a second.
Uh-huh.
Bear with me here. Let me find this here.
You're good. Yeah.
Keep finding it. Yeah, there was, I had to get a certain, I guess it was my number for whatever my website or whatever the number was, to get that turned over to them. I forget what she called it. See if I can find it.
So it seems like
the EPP authorization code and media, I had to get them to open it up so I could transfer it over to them so they could go ahead and get everything set up for it.
Gotcha. Yeah, and it's pretty much the same process with our team. They need to manage your access to go ahead and, you know, really optimize everything for you, right, in the right areas as well, too. We're not going to take nothing from you. We're going to be a manager to help manage it for you, technically, right? It's just Yeah, I guess as a business perspective, and saying, hey, I need some people to delegate to, and that's what we do.
Okay. Sounds like y'all do the same thing as BizIQ. I just started with them, like I said, it's only been 2-3 weeks.
And 2-3 weeks is not bad. What they're doing, I'm not going to lie, it's not bad. You know, can we do better on that timing? Definitely. But, I mean, I'm going to say, I'm honest, you know, at least you're getting up there, at least you're popping up in a few areas. But it seems like the communication between you and them didn't go fully through to them because there's specific areas that you really need to hit, and those are the ones that are not showing. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm bringing at. Let me ask you this. If you don't have to answer this question, but if you don't want me asking on it, how much are you paying monthly for that?
Right, about $480 now, $490, something like that. About the same as what you all are charging for.
Okay, so right around the same corner on that. Okay. And right. And now, is that including Google Ads with that as well, too? Or is that just getting on the first page?
That was supposed to get on the first page with all kind of crap. I kind of go back in and read.
I'm assuming some directories with you, you know? Yeah.
Whole list of directories and stuff like that, and all that was also part of it.
So, okay. What I'm going to say is this. You know, it's completely up to you, though, at the end of the day, make your decision. But when I look at things, when I say, all right, yeah, I hear a bunch of directories, that's great and all, but for example, Yelp. I mean, for the work that you do, I don't know about you, but me, I only look at Yelp for restaurants, right? And, yeah, it's great to have your business everywhere. The more, the better. Okay, I get that. But when it comes to business owners, they're not going to look at Yelp. I don't know. You could correct me if I'm wrong. They're going to be looking right where they put in these keywords. You'll have an ad with us on there as well, too. So I look at it this way. Regular customers, residentials, again, it's not from local spots. This is from me, okay? I think they skip through those ads and they go right to that local map section. So you have good reputation, good reviews, a phone number call, a website and pictures to look at. Boom, they make their decision right there on that first page. Business owners, I feel like they actually look for those ads to say, oh, these people have been around for a little bit. They seem and look a little more established, and then they make decisions from there as well too. So that's what I say is what we do is we give an extra $300. Well, not extra, but out of your $449, your $300 are going towards those ads on top of that. So it's included in your package. We don't hit we give 60 different directories, but at the end of the day, that's just there to build that traffic. Main thing is getting on the first page of Google in your right areas and hitting the right clients. So if that's what you're looking for, and if it's a deal breaker to bring in a new website for you, by all means, I'll throw that website completely included in your package on there along with everything we've been talking about. If it's not for you, no harm, no foul, man. But I just want to make sure I'm being straightforward with you, cut right to the chase and say, hey, if this is something for you, we can make it happen.
Now, would this be competing against with BizIQ, or be transferring something over from them to you, or what? I'm not sure how this all works.
Right. So if they're doing SEO, then yes, it would be a conflict there. So you would have to choose one or the other, pretty much. Right. What I was saying. If they're doing website and you're like, hey, I don't want to lose my website or anything like that, we could use the same domain name and build a brand new website for it, included in your package. Do the same thing that they're doing, but more. Adding those Google ads on top of the actual Google Maps section. So you're conquering 2/3 of the Google search whenever you're looking at something up.
All right, let me see something here. I've been epoxy flowing near me until it pops up.
Okay.
And I see everything in the D.C. area, okay? I don't see anything further south.
That's where I was looking. I was looking further south, and I didn't find you. But closer I get to you, the more I see you.
Let me see what this does. All right. 44.
What do we got?
Competition, but I don't see me anywhere on there.
Where are you looking at?
I put Epoxy Flooring in Southern Maryland.
Southern Maryland? Okay. Let's
see. Yeah, I just typed that in Epoxy Flooring in Southern Maryland. And I didn't see me pop up at all. See? Epoxy Works, competition. I see Hyde, my competition. Let's see what this says.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, you're definitely not on that first page. I'm looking at the second page, see if you're in there at all. Oh, get out of here. So there's only two pages, and you're not even in the page.
Huh.
Well, you can fact check me. I'm not trying to pull your leg here.
I'm looking it up myself because
yeah.
I know it was up there for the longest time, and I haven't seen anything since then. I'm just like, well, all right, where am I now? Google. Let's go to Google. Okay. Nope.
Yeah. I was looking at this, aren't you? So these areas that you feel are most profitable for you, we want to make sure we hit that. This is plain and simple.
Right.
I think that's the first thing I would ask here. Hours of operations, phone number you want customers to call, contact you, and then also your areas. That's literally what I start with.
That's all around D.C., so D.C. Why the hell is North Carolina coming up? I'm in Maryland.
I'm looking up right in Washington, D.C., and first page, you're not there. Same thing. Actually. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. That is strange. I would think you would at least pop up in there. You know what I mean? Not like, not at all.
Right. That's what I'm. Let's see right there. Oh, what's going on here? Nah, I don't even see.
Yeah, there's definitely some discrepancies there. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see anything going on in that. That doesn't make sense. I don't know.
To me, what that sounds like is either they had miscommunication and they just totally spaced those areas. I mean, that's the only thing I can come up with, to be honest, actually. Because they have a Google Business Profile, but they don't have anything further out.
Yeah, I don't know how far they sent it. I know they had it for the local one, but I don't even see it on that.
But, all right. You tell me, Tim. I mean, you've been around for a long time there. Obviously, it's going to be simple to get you up in the local area. It's just a matter of you're driving far out. I mean, if you're looking to get these other areas, that's that's what this should really be focusing on more, to get those other areas out there for you. Because locally, everyone's going to know you, man. You've been in for a long time, right? 19 years?
Yeah.
All right, well, this is something we can help you with. You know, and again, if it comes to the point where they say, hey, you know what, we'll take our website from you, then, hey, by all means, we'll throw in the website completely included in the package as well, too, if that's what you would like to do. You tell me. I mean, we can make this happen. I can set up a technician call tomorrow, as early as tomorrow for you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out why I'm not popping up at all, especially after I just went through all this with BizIQ. I see their analytics and all that stuff, but I don't see me popping up on Google anywhere.
Yeah, that actually, I wish I had an answer for that one, to be honest. But it's just
I'm on Google, but then possibly for the Southern Maryland area. And
yeah.
I don't see anything. It's concrete. Maryland polished concrete. I don't see anything there.
Let me try a different word, maybe? Yeah, let me try.
So I typed in Maryland polished concrete, and I can see my competition, but I don't even see me up on there at all.
Yeah, I'm looking at the second page already right now, too. Maybe. Come on. Yeah, I'm not showing you at all. All right, let me try Southern. Okay, for Southern Maryland, I got you in here on the, I believe it's the second page. Let me see. Third page. Oh, no, it's pretty darn close. Yeah, you're like right close to the bottom there. And that's when I typed in concrete flooring.
I don't even see it in there.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying hard here. I'm trying to give them benefit here. Sorry.
I've popped up a couple times. I see D&T popping up a couple times. I see, I got people from South Perry. I don't see anything from, well, in the mix. There I am. I see it now. It's down near the bottom there. Yeah, it was way down there.
Yeah, like at least for that keyword, at least you're on the map, man. Right?
Right.
It is a little lower. Can it be doing better? Sure. But at least you're on there, at least for that. The other stuff, I don't understand why it's not even popping, like at all. Because the way the ranking system works is you get on there and then it ranks up by getting the traffic to it and the reviews, right? That's pretty much
right.
What it's at. So for it to not show at all, that's a little mind-boggling to me.
No, I don't see it down there either.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. All right, Tim. You tell me, what would you like to do? Talk to me.
Now, how would this work? I'd have to get that. What would I need to do for all that, to the website and everything else, and flip it over? I would have to discontinue with BizIQ, I'm assuming. And transfer everything over to y'all.
Right, yeah. And it's not going to be, like, a super hard, difficult thing to do either. You know, you're obviously going to let them know, hey, we found a different service that's going to go ahead and take over for us. You know, I no longer need your services. And for me, just giving, looking out for you, man, have it in writing. Have them send an email saying this is discontinued with them. Okay. I'm sorry. That's not from Local Flash. That's from me just looking out for a company. Okay. And with us on here, you know, we want to make sure if they decide to take your website away from you, then again, I make sure that we'll go ahead tomorrow when you talk to our technician team and our customer support team, they're going to go over all these keywords with you, go over your areas, especially too. We make sure we're on point with that stuff. And they'll go over the website with you as well too, because it's included in your package. All right. I'm putting that in there for you. All right, Tim.
All right. Christ, let me see if I can find that. Bear with me here. I gotta get back to my email. What the hell?
You're good.
We have too many pages of it. I'm trying to look at estimates and everything else and payroll crap for the freaking basement. Where are you? I'm your secretary and everything else. Oh, worry.
Right, so you got piles and piles of emails, huh?
Yeah, there's like there was about 600 of them earlier this morning. I'm back down to about 399 now.
Well, are you hustling with that? I would not do that well.
I got emails at the wall. Contact information, that new marketing portal. I think that was website for review. I'm going back through the stuff with BizIQ. I'm trying to find a certain email.
And which email is that? Is just to get, like, when they first started with you, or?
Yeah, I was going back through the 7 ways to improve your local SEO right now, blah, blah, blah. I was going through this. It was, I guess they had all the stuff. Not lines that I'm on discuss. And then it got turned over to another individual. There's so many different people I talked to. I'm trying to remember. So I've had to go back to this one gal, Madison, because I had to get that EPP number for her so she could flip everything over.
Okay. No. So, Tim, that stuff, you don't have to worry at this exact moment. So, as you could tell, I'm pretty well-diverse with the knowledge of this stuff, but our technician team are the ones that make the magic happen. Okay, they're going to show you everything and walk you through all of that. We're very transparent here. We work fast, but we work diligently. Okay, so I don't want you thinking, like, this is something you have to do, like, right at this exact moment or that.
No, I was actually going back to see what all was done, because everything was happening at such a quick pace, and at the time, I had 3 jobs barreling down on top of me, and I was like, wait a minute, hold up. And I couldn't, I was trying to play, trying to keep up with what they were trying to explain to me at the same time. I had already worked a 15-hour day, and my mind was already spent, and I had
You're like mush brain at that point.
So that's okay. I'm just going through it. I'm just trying to compare apples to apples here. I'm thinking that they're pretty much the same type of business you guys are.
I feel like they do something similar to what we do, just not with more bang for the buck on that. Right? They got a website for you. All right. Right? You got your local area. Okay. Some keywords. That's excellent. But comparison to what we're doing, we're going 100 miles out for you. So that's getting way more of your coverage. Okay. Two, unlimited. Yep. We got your directories just as along with them as well. Now, we focus heavily, though, on that first page of Google in your areas that you want to really target heavily on. And included is your ads of Google ads on top of that, too. And that's one thing that I don't see any of for you.
Got you.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they told me they work hand in hand with Google and they're one of the top, I don't know. But obviously, I guess not.
I mean, you never know, but at the same time, I just don't see your ads, and that's something we want to make sure you're up there on. We do concrete.
Yeah, this week. Getting the whole breakdown of lifting reports and stuff like that, and all feedback, local listings, reporting tab, all with information, listing report. Google takes into consideration consistency. We're going through the whole thing. Yeah, I was trying to. Recapping everything. Right. And the,
Yeah, definitely missing some stuff there.
Evidently it is. Oh, I just got an email today from click here to view your local search monthly marketing report. Okay. How the hell are they finding me if I can't find it on the damn thing?
And I couldn't find it either. I'm on the incognito mode trying to look this up. I mean, we do everything we can. So
they must have done the website because it says secure SSL. Your website has a valid SSL certificate. Once all the other little BS there, your website automatically redirects your URL starting with the viruses. Website's 100% free. Virus, malware, trojans. Got a whole breakdown of a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to go through all that.
Yep. Nope. And tips you do things, even after payment here today, like I said, I promise that I stay on the phone with you until you work through, you get to see for yourself everything we discussed, the breakdown. That way, if you have questions, concerns, you're not talking to somebody else or, you know, you're in limbo saying, hey, I don't understand something and you can't get a hold of me for any reason. I want to make sure I'm there with you at now. That way you can say, okay, this is exactly what we discussed. This is the pricing that we discussed. Everything's under recording. You feel comfortable. I feel comfortable. We get set up for tomorrow and they even go over that again. Just actually be a little, you know, process with that saying, all right, we got to do it again. But again, we want to make sure that it's all accordingly to what you need, right, and what you want. We don't want to just throw things out there and say, hey, we got this for you, team. You're like, I don't need that. I don't want that. And then why am I paying for this, right? No, we want to make sure we're to the T on everything here.
Bear with me. I'm looking up. I've logged in to see what all is involved. They got the marketing portal, account innovation, Google business profile, notifications website.
Okay.
That mod, one about mobile reports, Google ads requires a setup. Okay. Organic SEO requires setup. Social media requires setup. Domain, email requires setup. So there's all these little red things and it requires setup.
I think, okay. Again, I'm not affiliated with them. We're not affiliated with them. But from what it sounds like, they just put everything in there of what they can do that I don't think you have yet. Or does it say it's actually set up?
No, it's not set up yet. It requires a setup.
Yeah. See, those are the things. We get those Google ads up within the first 7 to 14 days. That's how fast we move with that. Including a website. So getting a website and Google Ads, we get that done in the first 7 to 14 days.
I didn't know if that's something I'm supposed to do or something they were doing. That's what threw me for a
loop. That's something they should have been doing.
That's what I wasn't sure. I see if
yeah.
A little YouTube feature here. Huh. I don't know. Summary, reviews, intelligence alerts, feedback, ranking, summary, ranking reports, screenshots, leads, website leads, lead tracking. Okay, we've got a whole list of stuff over here. All right. And then they got a breakdown, customer reviews, source Google business, last 30 days.
mobile views on search. That's what it was. They were talking about the mobile. I guess it was set up with the people who went to their phone, as opposed to looking up on a computer.
Well, I mean, that's something we do the same thing. Like, you got into mobile devices, you know, this works on computers, tablets, even voice Alexa, too. So, voice command. We just want to stay up to date with all the electronics. Yeah.
So, total desktop views were 4. Desktop views on search was 34. Mobile views on maps was 1. Mobile views on search was 46. Okay.
And again, as you can see, that's based off of your area, right? I think, honestly, this will be exponentially different when you're hitting all the areas.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. I figured that part out. Well, like I said, this is the first time I had a chance to really look at it. It's got all the monthly reports, local listings, local listings, overview, which that says. Little business directories managed, 36. I guess it's 36 different business directories that are managed. And,
oh, so they have less? Okay. Huh. All right.
Well. But at least I got an idea what the hell I'm looking at now. All right.
Right.
In there. Google Ads requires a setup, organic SEO needs setup, social media requires setup, and domain emails. All right. Well, I haven't had time to cool with any of that, so I don't know what the hell.
Yeah. See, that's
all right,
the thing.
That's the
Yeah. So, Tim, I would say this then. With us, we just need to transfer it over. Once you give us the approval on there, we get working, man. You don't need to be doing this, that. No. We just need to make sure that we're on the same page for our technician team before they get working on it. They hit those areas. We make sure the Google, you don't have to set that up yourself. That's what you're paying us to do. I don't think that's something you should be doing, to be honest.
No, I don't. Let me see what I've already paid into this mess. $625 blog post monthly, $100 a month for the blog post. Big impact monthly, $359. Setup fee was, whoa, shit, I didn't mean that much. Alright. City search listing. Okay, that was on 3.2. That was way back then. From last year. Holy crap. Alright, so what is this? How does this go about? And what is this cost and all that good stuff?
Alright, so cost is going to be grandfathered in for the life of you being with us. It'll never go up unless you're trying to upgrade your program or anything like that. But it always stays at $449 month to month. That's it. There's no setup fee on top of that either. Okay. So once you decide to say, all right, John, let's go ahead and get this Uber Go, we'll get working right away. It'll be actually quicker for me just because I already know, I see everything here. I got an understanding of your company as well too, what you're looking for, your areas. So this will be pretty darn quick, to be honest. But once you make payment $449, I set up a technician call for them tomorrow, if that's all right with you. And they can go over the website. They can go over everything and have a little more clarity of saying, getting manager access to your Google account. That way we can go ahead and make those Google ads for you, get everything going. Out of that, you have $300 that are going towards your clicks already. We're not charging extra for that stuff. A lot of companies do that. We don't do that. So that's going to be included for you. I want to make sure, though, after you're paying me here, though, Tim, that I stay on the phone with you so you can see that breakdown for yourself. So that way, when you talk to our techs tomorrow, they'll develop the actual tracking system with you. So you have it as an app on your phone. You can look at it on your computer, keep track of all the analytics to make it a little more easier for you.
All right. Now with, oh crap. What time of the day are you talking tomorrow? Because tomorrow will be a really crazy day.
Okay. You tell me what time works for you, morning or evening?
I was going to say probably in the evening because tomorrow morning I'm going to be probably going to be on the road around 5:30 in the morning. So I'll probably.
Okay. How about like 5 to 6 in the afternoon? Would that work for you?
Yeah, let's do that because it's tomorrow's going to be kind of a crazy day. I'm going to be all over. I'm covering 2 bases and I got to go work to Baltimore to pick up materials.
No worries, man. Tim, how about this? I'll set up for 5 to 6, okay? They'll call you within an hour time frame. If it goes too long or if you're like, hey, listen, I need to reschedule, that's okay. As long as you communicate with them and let them know, they can always set it up for another day, okay, or finish it at a different day. However you like, but, again, it's just communication is key, okay? So,
yes.
Tim, is your name short for Timothy, though, or is it straight just T-I-M?
No, short for Timothy.
Timothy, okay. And how do you spell your last name?
M-C-K-E-N-N-A.
M-C-K-E-N-N-A. McKenna? Okay. And then, yep. Again, I want to make sure I stay on the phone with you even after you make a payment here. I want to make sure you see your invoice with the breakdown. So what is the best email I could send that invoice to?
Into Crete. I-N, the number 2. Crete at yahoo.com.
Okay, can I probe it? I got IN, the number 2. CREE.
CRETE.
TE.
T is in Tom.
I love that, man. it's almost like Intreet. Okay, Intreet. At yahoo.com, you said?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then, is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you at? The ending with the 1359?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the only number. Yep.
Again, I know I see everything on Google, but I want to make sure I hear from you. So I have the business name as In the Mix, and then I have the address at 7730 Arborview Drive, Charles Hall, 20622. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, you don't have to do no verification all over again, so I want to make sure it ease your mind on that. Tomorrow, I'm going to send – well, right now, I'm going to send you an email. Okay. And I'm going to send the same email to our customer service and our text over here. So that way, all you need to do is hit yes on your side. They're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting tomorrow. Okay. So they're going to call from an 877 number. I'll give you that full number in just a moment, which is going to be from California time. Okay. So.
All right.
How? I just sent that to you. Let me know you got it. It should come from my email, jseo@localsplash.com.
Yep, jseo. Got it.
Perfect. All right. And I'm going to put a reminder for them, too. They are human.
No problem.
The next part, like
yes.
I said, I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Just click yes.
Oh, yeah, you got it. I got it already. I appreciate
yes.
that.
Yes.
Okay. So, like I promised, I'm going to go over this part here for you. Your areas, man. Let's make sure we get at least the solid ones here. You can, tomorrow when you speak to our tech, they're going to ask again just to make sure to confirm if we missed any. I know I put you on the spot, but I don't want to eat too much of your time here, so. Obviously, Southern Maryland, right?
Definitely Southern Maryland.
Okay.
And then
Washington?
Yeah, definitely Washington. And then, because like I said, we do a lot of concrete countertops up in the northwestern part of Washington and into Potomac, Maryland as well.
Okay.
That's where all your higher-end clientele are at. And then Northern Virginia.
Northern Virginia. I know everything's pretty darn close in there, in those areas. I travel through all the time. So, but anyway, okay.
Oh, yeah. Freaking zoo there. Mm.
Yes, sir.
It's crazy.
And the next part. Now, Timothy, Tim, do you want the customers to reach out to the same phone number or to a different phone number?
No, they can hit that phone number. That's the one I got.